Hi there, folks. This is Alan McClure. I'm a writer from Dumfries and Galloway, and I'm at the Wigtown Book Festival just now, where I've been launching my new novel, Callum and the Mountain, which is a kind of magical realist story for 8 to 12-year-olds, but it seems to be getting enjoyed by folk of all ages, I'm delighted to say. I'm going to read you the first chapter, which I hope will give you a wee taste of the sort of story it is. And you should look out for some of the Scots words in there, because it's smattered with Scots vocabulary, as is the way I speak. Here's the first chapter. It's called School. Here's a scene, Luke. 12-year-old Callum Maxwell, bored and distracted, gazing from his treehouse at the wee town below. A light breeze is making the leaves rustle round him, and now and again the peely-welly sunlight breaks through the clouds. It almost makes the town look pretty, but our Callum, he's in no mood to notice. Every detail makes him cross. An old car puttering up Main Street from the harbour? Ach! The dog barking in Mr. McKendrick's garden? Yawn! Not even funny when Mr. McKendrick yells, "Shut it, you!" and the dog barks all the more frantically. Oh well, maybe a wee bit funny. Three sparrows fighting in the leaves below him, a furious flurry of brown feathers and attitude. "Geese peace," mutters Callum, a phrase he's learned from Papa and likes to air from time to time. No, there's no inspiration in this scene, nothing to light a fire in the mind of a young genius like our hero. The town, he decides, is a painful disappointment, and everyone in it bears the blame. Don't they know they have a super brain in their midst? Can't they make some effort to be interesting? How, reflects Callum bitterly, am I supposed to be brilliant in a place like this? There's nothing for it. They need taught a lesson. Motivated for the first time this morning, Callum snaps a long green twig from the branch above him and carefully pinches off the leaves. I'm sorry it's come to this, he mutters, but you've only yourselves to blame. In Callum's clever fingers, the twig becomes a terrifying weapon, a gun of awesome power, fueled only by the frazzling channels of energy which Callum imagines buzzing through his immense brain. All I need to do is point, aim, and fire. Then you'll all be sorry. By this point, you'll have decided that Callum is a boy with a fertile imagination, perhaps, to be polite, just a touch on the glacket side, and to be fair, Callum would be the first to admit this. If caught in an act of silly make-believe, he's quick to laugh at himself, or if the audience is right, if it's Craig or Vicky or Stephen, for example, quick to include you in the fun. He's a good lad. And he knows, of course, that he's not really a genius, not really possessed of incredible powers. So you can imagine his surprise when, on aiming the gun at the empty school, narrowing his eyes, purposefully pushing his ginger fringe back from his face and pulling his imaginary trigger, he is immediately walloped backwards by the force of an immense explosion. He batters into the back wall of the treehouse, knocking clean through it and crashes through the branches to the grass below. Constellations of stars dance and fizz in his eyes, and in his ears is a shrieking, ringing cacophony. Then rubble starts to fall, wee chunks at first, falling like spring rain, then great lumps of concrete and asphalt, cannonballing down, and Callum has to scrabble to the tree trunk to avoid being brained. Coughing and spluttering in the gathering dust cloud, Callum's back to his senses enough to hear car alarms howling and voices raised in fury and surprise. There's already the banshee wail of fire engines. Oh, and if Mr. McKendrick's dog was excited before, it's pure demented now. Well now, poor Callum's like jelly. He struggles to his feet. He can't quite keep up with what's just happened. Looking dumbly around at the wreckage, he notices that he's still clutching the green twig. Well, he says out loud, that worked a lot better than I was expecting. Then a great black cloud descends on his senses and he's tapsle-teary face first in the grass. He passes out too quickly to notice that up in the shaking branches of the hazel tree, a quick green figure is grinning down at him. It raises its arms, grasps a branch, and swings itself up into nothingness, leaving only the certain fizz of mischief and the uncomfortable fact that mysterious things are afoot. And whispering through the empty air, a breath, a hiss with glee, "See you later, Callum Maxwell," and a vanishing cackle from a time and place unknown for now to our hero.